When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Good morning. German prosecutors have called for deposed Catalan President Carles Puigdemont's extradition for rebellion after having reviewed the additional information sent by the Spanish justice system, even though this is not technically a criminal offence in the country. The crime of high treason does exist under German law, but the regional court of Schleswig-Holstein considered it did not apply to Puigdemont, as the disputed independence referendum did not involve violence perpetrated or organised by the ex-leader or his government. Initially, the court in the region where Puigdemont was arrested rejected the prosecution's call for the former president to be extradited, but in light of new information received from Spain on request from the judge, the prosecution has put forward a fresh recommendation, which the court is required to review. Four young British tourists who started a massive fire at a Magaluf hotel have pleaded with a judge to grant them bail. Brandon McCarhill, who's 21, James Brown, 21, Lauren Smith, who's 19, and Georgina James, also 19, caused £125,000 worth of damage to the BH Mallorca hotel in the fire. The island's Guardia Civil said they were messing with a sleeping friend by burning his feet with a cigarette lighter and an aerosol can in a drunken prank. Two floors of the hotel had to be evacuated, and seven tourists trapped on balconies had to be rescued by firefighters after the fire broke out at around 8 p.m. on Sunday. The group was brought to the High Court in Parma yesterday for a hearing where a judge will decide whether to grant them bail or remand them in custody. And Spanish judges and prosecutors stopped work yesterday in an unprecedented strike to call for greater judicial independence and better working conditions. Seven associations of judges and prosecutors said in a joint statement they had called the strike to show their deep discomfort with the neglect and abandonment of the justice system. Around half of Spain's prosecutors and judges took part in the strike, their first joint action, according to organisers. Judges carried out smaller solo strikes in 2013 and 2009. The main association behind yesterday's strike called for more investment and staff for the justice system. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.